This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
This is the Hippogriff.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yep.
If the hippocampus is a delightful, majestic beast that even people who have heard its name will rush to defend because they are so, so good and virtuous, then the hippogriff is a base beast of losers and morons.
Yeah, this it's not as good of a beast.
No.
It's made to because somebody was like, "What hunts griffins?" and I don't care, and you don't care.
Like, I don't think it's
a hippogriff.
There has to be an apex predator. I don't need to go out there trying to establish that apex predator on my own.
Well, and the apex predator is the Tarascu.
Okay, yeah,
or the Tarask. Like, we're, you know, there's just one apex predator, man.
Yep.
It's the Monsters Manual second edition.
Yeah, like, all must bow before the Tarrasque. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like you can't ride griffins.
Nope.
Like, that was a part of that. So this is just like, if you can't afford a griffin.
Yeah.
Like, you can get a hippogriff.
Griffin, but horse?
Yeah. Yeah. It's real silly. And they look real dumb because unless they fly all the time, their front feet do not look like they should belong on the ground ever.
Right.
Which makes it look like they just walk around on their back legs, just kind of flapping their wings and screaming all the time.
Oh my gosh. Just being constantly being as frightened as both a bird and a horse combined.
Yeah.
Every moment is agony.
Yeah. Was it a loud noise or anything? Because either one will scare me. I'm a horse and a bird.
Yeah. Yes, this compounds. It doesn't just add. My life is hell. End it, please. Yeah. Also, the horse tail is not a particularly aerodynamic thing. That is not going to provide the kind of drift that he's going to need to maneuver that unwieldy frame.
And evolutionarily, it would fall off because, like, the horse tail is, like, specifically for stopping flies from nesting in your butthole. Like, that's the entire purpose of it. And these guys are up in the air all the time.
Yeah.
They probably don't have to worry about that much.
Wait a minute. So they developed the tail. Why didn't their asshole just develop to, like, get rid of the flies on its own? Or ingest them for, I mean, ingest them for nutrients. I mean, just make it some kind of
a mouth.
Yeah, like just like a, I mean, not like a mouth, but like a Venus flytrap kind of thing.
We're asking the hard questions here.
Yeah,
I don't know why that's not true of horses in general, or humans for that matter. Like,
yeah, just, something gets up there. I want to be able to deal with it. You know,
why just one mouth? you know what? I don't have an answer for you. Let's write Wizards of the Coast.
Yep. I think that I recognize how imperfect this world and my asshole both are.
Let's write a letter to Wizards of the Coast with our left hand, and then they'll think it's a kid and they might answer it.
In your entry for humans, why did you not give them assholes that could deal with flies?
Why do humans have to wipe to stop flies from nesting in their buttholes? Why can't their butthole eat a fly like a Venus fly trap? Good question, Cole. The one thing I like about these guys is that they collect gems and then arrange them for mates.
Oh yeah.
Like, so I imagine it being like that Young Turks Dark Souls video with the channelers. Like, every time they want to get busy.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, they just have all these mannerisms of birds, although they do nurse their young. So good
that's
luck
weird.
With that.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't want to walk in on that. They have until their beaks get too hard.
Yep.
And how does that, like, is like some foal is gonna, like, overstep his boundaries there and just, like, beak a nip.
Yeah. I mean, if he's old enough to call for it, then he's too old, you know.
That's probably true. Unless it's like a creepy Game of Thrones hippogriff family where, like, we breastfeed until they're at least 4 years old.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.